Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. It's Monday, the 2nd of March 2015. This is my audio boot, audio blog. So I've just this minute come out of the post office where I've posted my album off to New Hampshire, which is the thing that you have to do at the end of the record production month challenge. You have to send in your CD, postmarked before noon on the on Monday the 2nd of March, and whenever they receive it, they will then give me a tick in the box to say I completed it. So yeah, that's good to have got the CDs produced and posted off now. Yes, and for anybody who wants to listen to it, you can go over to Bandcamp, and you can listen to it on their website free of charge. Free of charge. If you want to download it, then theoretically you have to pay, but sorry, I was looking at the road closed over there. So you can buy it if you like and download it and put it on your MP3 player or burn a CD or whatever. But anyway, you can listen to it for free. Most people, I think, are just intrigued to hear what on earth I've been up to over this over the month of February, agonising over my tracks. So if you are curious, you can go over and listen. The address that you need to go to in your web browser is cakefolder.bandcamp.com. I'll put the address in the notes. Go along to that and cakefolder.bandcamp.com. That's the place where the album is available to be listened to. It's quite a quick and easy experience actually, putting a song or an album rather onto Bandcamp. Yes, previously I've used the CD Baby service to get it was more of an EP than an album, but get an EP published and get it up into iTunes and Google Play and all these places. It does cost money to do that, to get it published in all those different places. Whereas on Bandcamp, it's zero cost for an artist, so that's a certain attraction there. Obviously, Bandcamp is not everyone's first place to go and buy music necessarily, but it seems to be popular with independent artists. Or artists who want to be independent, really. It's a good place to go and publish one's work. So yeah, that's what I've done. I see a number of other people who've participated in the RPM challenge have taken the same approach and used Bandcamp. I'd certainly recommend it. So that's rather exciting, getting up there, sort of a nice easy way to get the music out there that people can listen to. One of the other attractive things about Bandcamp actually for listeners of music is that you can, the downloads are not just like MP3s, but you can also download FLAC files and lossless formats, so that's good. You can get quality of audio files that exceeds CD quality from that store. So great. So yeah, that's a quick update. So if you've got time and you're interested, then please pop along to cakefolder.bandcamp.com and have a listen and let me know what you think. Cool. Thanks for listening. Take care of yourselves. And I'll speak to you again soon. Toodle-boo.